Morning, we're heading to the leafy suburb of Paddington to the beautiful Piermark Gallery. I have director Rob Russell joining me. Rob, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, really. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, thank you. Tell us a little bit about Piermark. How long have you guys been around for now?
Well, it's one of those things that you kind of feel like it was yesterday, but it's over 9 years now, heading towards 10.
Oh.
So we've been, I still feel like I'm a younger guy, but I had a 40th birthday not that long ago, and all of a sudden there are children growing around me, and I'm like, what's become of my life? And we're nearly a decade old as a business.
That is awesome. That is awesome. It's funny you say that. I have a family friend who says, you know, I went to sleep and I was 24 and I woke up and I was 40 and married with kids. And I was like, what? Where is this life?
That's exactly right. It's sort of how it feels. But anyway, we're having fun and that's the most important thing. And the business has steadily grown over that period. And we're just trying to take on newer ideas, different artists from foreign places as well as here locally in Australia, and just try and grow a really interesting dialogue with the artists and the clients and the punters who come to see them.
Yeah, nice. Tell us about that sourcing of international artists. Like, how does that, how do you go about? Because obviously you haven't been able to travel this year or last, I'm guessing.
No.
So how are you connecting with interesting artists from abroad?
Well, it came about in our history as a gallery. For the first 4 years, we operated more as an advisory service. We were classically Piermark Art Advisory rather than Piermark Gallery. And then we were starting to feel, my business partner Justin and I, that we needed to direct more into exhibiting artists and putting a flag in the sand and saying, no, we want to grow with these artists and their career. In making that jump to becoming a gallery, we started looking around at the contemporary art space in our own city of Sydney and then broadly Australia. And we said, well, look, I think there's a really interesting way that we can start tacking on some emerging and mid-career artists that are not being seen in this corner of the world from overseas. Part of that came about through connecting with just interesting artists who had great and amazing networks themselves. And of course, Australia from a foreign perspective, of course, is seen largely as this, you know, wonderful island in the sun down south that a lot of contemporary emerging and mid-career artists had never historically thought about showing. And then they start to sort of pique their interest and learn about what we're doing as a gallery and also about the scene here in Sydney and Australia. And they're really open to the idea of presenting their work down in Sydney. So it basically came about through connective tissue amongst a number of artists that we had started working with early on, sort of 6 years ago.
Yep.
5 years ago, a guy named Geordie Kerwick, who's a Melbourne-based artist.
I love his work. He's in France now.
Correct. So he made the big jump to move with his wife, who's also an artist, Cess McCulley, who we show as well.
I love her work.
And their two young boys, and they made the big jump back in late 2017. To move to France and put down their base camp there so that they could be better in tune with what was happening with more of the galleries that they were starting to work with in Europe and in North America. Being in France, you're just a little bit closer to it, but the nature of both of those two individuals being amazing artists and amazing humans is that they just build these really fascinating networks of artists that they were introducing us to.
Yeah.
And that then expanded and grew our representative list and the shows that we were doing. And it's just emerged from that sort of that initial point, and it's expanded in some really exciting ideas and some really exciting shows.
Oh, amazing. And now, before I let you go, tell me what's going on in the gallery at the moment. Are you transitioning between shows? You've got something up at the moment?
We do. So we're in the last week of a solo show by Brizzy artist Adam Lester. His first show with us in the gallery. I know I've just harked on about international art, but...
No, look, that's fine. Let's bring it back local.
Yeah, exactly. But Adam is an artist whose work we've always revered. We've had a lot of clients ask about it over the years, and also we've had artists sort of point us to Adam's work, and we've been following on. He shows up in Queensland with Jan Murphy. We're doing his show. It's in the final week. It's been really well received, despite the fact that, as you said, Willie, we're not open at the moment. Great thing about our current location, of course, where we are in Paddo, it's got these two beautiful windows that move directly out onto the street. So we've kind of been rotating shows for the local audience through those windows.
Yes.
Saying to people, hey, you're exercising in your LGA, you're walking past the windows, it's a nice leafy green, as the weather's been really good, particularly this week, I think that's a really positive thing. But basically people can come past day after day and see a different work. That's a way that we're trying to engage with people despite this lockdown and really try to present Adam's work outside of the digital realm, which of course we're madly working like a swan on that front, you know, look pretty up top, but you're scrambling under the bottom, yeah. To present the show digitally, but also to provide it to the local audience through the windows.
Yeah, beautiful. And if you had to describe Adam's work, like how would you describe it in a sentence?
Well, it's in a sentence. I'm never one to cut things down to a sentence, Willie.
I'll give you two.
Okay, cool. Well, his work is focused on his experiences largely, I can't believe I'm going to say this, largely garnered through travel.
Hey.
And of course, so this show is a body of work he has worked up in Queensland, in Brisbane, not in strict isolation, but about his memories of travel. So there's a number of really interesting paintings, particularly in this show, that are kind of like looking out the window at the departure terminal at Sydney Airport.
Oh, this is the airplane show.
Yeah,
yes.
Really cool, really exciting, painted on truck tarpaulin, really interesting use of media and medium, and sort of they're a bit nostalgic about the great times of international travel and the golden age of the 1970s and planes and things like that. It's really, really, really cool.
Can I tell you, my husband and I were actually looking at this exhibition online this week because my husband flew quite a bit in the 70s and 80s, and yes, the planes, they are just sensational. And it's a really interesting style that he has. So highly recommend you, if you live 5 kilometres within Piermark, walking past the windows. Otherwise, jump online. You'll see it all there. Rob Russell, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Absolute pleasure, Willie. It's great to speak with you. And come past the gallery, anyone.